Since Too Chill, episode 62.
That's a lot of episodes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, also, this is WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill, and I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth.
But yeah, we're back.
It's another Monday.
Another Monday. I will say that I had a great Monday.
That's good.
Like, this is the first week where I don't have that much work. I had so much work these past couple of weeks. And I had two papers due on Friday. So then today it's pretty chill. I have a draft of something due tomorrow. But it's just a draft, so.
A draft can be whatever you want it to be.
Exactly. So, yeah, and like I had class. Oh my God! I went to bed at 12-ish yesterday. Woke up at 9. And my class is at 11. And I was like, I have 2 hours. Let me do a workout.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
What kind of workout?
So I did 10-minute glutes, 10-minute abs, 10-minute dumbbell arms.
Nice. Did you go to the gym or do you have dumbbells at your house?
I have dumbbells in my house.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
I'm impressed.
I was impressed with myself. It was pretty good because I have not worked out in a very long time.
Are you still in the running club?
So, like, technically I'm in the running club, but, like, hurt my ankle, and then I hurt my knee, and so I haven't been able to run, and then I don't think I probably wouldn't go even if I was able.
Valid.
But that's the sad story. But, yeah.
Good for you.
It's very hot in here.
I bet you felt really, like, invigorated this morning.
I did. The only thing that kind of took me down is I was, like, I finished my workout, and I was like, okay, shower, class, let's go. And my roommate was in the bathroom, and I was like, I just want to take my shower. But also, yeah, no, otherwise I felt good. I was in class, and I was like, wow, I don't feel that tired. The only thing is I started to get a little sinusy, stuffed up midway through the workout, and in class I was like, ah, but that's okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I had class. I had a psych club course information session during lunch to help freshmen pick classes. Aww. It was really good. And yeah, and I do interviewing seniors who want to come to Lafayette. And so I saw I had an interview at 3:15 and I was ready to do it. And then I get a notification and it was like, Hannah, your 1:15 interview canceled. I got this at 2:00. And they're like, sorry for the late notice, but they canceled. And I was like, oh, no worries. And I had no idea that I had a 1:15, and they just happened to have canceled.
Ooh.
Like, I can't get over how well it worked out.
You are lucky duck.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking wild. Huh. Oh, man, so I hung out, I did my 3:15 interview, and then we had a psych club meditation event at 4:30. Ooh. And it was so good. Like, I thought no one was going to show up. We had 8 people. And Professor Hannon did, like, a guided meditation.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I've never tried meditation.
Really?
My mom does it with, like, her yoga instructor sometimes.
Yeah. But shout out to Mrs. Sure. Good.
Shout out Mrs. Good, Mom.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
You should come next time we do it.
I would try it. How long do you meditate for?
It was like maybe like, I don't even think 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Because my mom's meditation is like, and she agrees that it's long. It's like 30 or 45 minutes.
No
that's
way.
That's a long time to meditate.
Wait, can you explain how that's possible?
I don't know. She's described it to me. It's on Zoom. It's supposed to be a community event. And you like sit and the instructor's name is Sue.
Sue.
And she like meditation talks for a while, and then you kind of just like sit with your thoughts. I think.
Dang. Wait. Yeah. Sit with your thoughts for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. Like we did that for like 5 minutes, and it was like. I mean, maybe I could have gone a little longer, but like it was still a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. It's goody.
Oh, frick. I was trying to be all, like, discreet and get it while we were talking.
Let's see. Oh, registration was on Thursday.
Oh my God.
Our last ever registration.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, oh, this is gonna be easy, like, no problem. No, it was horrible.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I was going kind of slowly because I wasn't that scared. And I'm doing a lighter load, so I'm only taking site capstone and drawing. Like, it sounds like an amazing life.
Yeah.
Psych at 11 to 12, drawing 1 to 4. And I go, I put everything in, I get into drawing, I don't get in to site capstone. And it's with Professor Shaw, so it's, like, a very, like, popular capstone. And, like, there's another capstone offered, but it's with this professor that I don't think a lot of people really like. And, yeah, so I had talked to Professor Shaw, and he was like, oh, like, don't worry, even if you don't get in on the first try, I'll let you in anyway. So I wasn't too stressed, but I was like, ah, frick, like, I gotta deal with this now.
Yeah.
So I put myself on the wait list. I email Professor Shaw. This is like 7:10. I'm like, hey, like, can I take the class? Is it still okay? And he emails me back. He's like, wait a minute for further instructions. And I was like, bruh, I just want to go back to sleep. So he emails me. He's like, okay, try to do it again. So I like drop the class so I can re-add it. And then it doesn't let me. It's like, you cannot do this. You cannot drop, you cannot add this class. Like, nothing. Like, I kept putting in the CRN, enter, go, nothing. I email him, and he's like, here's my phone number, call me. And I'm on the phone with him, he's like, try it again. And he's like, okay, Zoom me. Finally, it's 7:50. It's been, like, 1 hour of being awake doing this stupid course registration. And he's like, fine, like, okay, try this, it's not working. He's like, okay, I'll try something. Finally, I can add the class. Like, he'd override the, like, maximum amount of people. But it was so annoying.
At least you got it.
At least I got it. But, like, yeah.
Wow. I guess psychology, like, it just never gets easier for you guys because there's so many people in your major.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a nice semester, though.
It does.
Wow.
Do you want to tell me about your classes after the song?
I will. Let's play your some Monday. Tunes.
Okay, cool. Here we go, everybody. Okay. Now we're going. Okay.
Painted gold. Ooh, I don't know what sparked.
Hey guys, what's up?
Welcome
we
back.
We always gossip, and then right when it's getting juicy, the song ends.
And then we have to come back to the real world.
Wow. Okay, that was a Golden Hour by Champagne Lane. Oh, I kind of like how that sounds. Champagne Lane.
Champagne Lane.
Champagne Lane. And That Life by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Oh, we've played them before.
Yeah, we have.
I like them.
Me as
okay,
well.
Yeah. Golden Hour was my choice. That was a good old Discover Weekly.
Let's go.
A bit on the longer side for the radio. I usually try and keep radio songs like under 4 minutes generally, but this one was a little bit closer to 5 minutes. But
honestly,
it was kind of just like vibey.
Out. I did like it.
Very chill, good beat. So I accepted the extra length. I said it'd be fine.
It was good. It was fun. I support.
Yeah.
The second one was my pick, and I think it might have also been from a Discover Weekly, but we've also played Unknown Mortal Orchestra before, and they're chill. I like them, so this was kind of a nice find. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going to talk about your Monday.
Oh, my Monday. My Monday was good. We had morning practice. It was a tough one today. We did 45 minutes on, 15, or 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off.
Of, like, full rowing sprints?
Yes. So, at, like, really high sprint stroke ratings.
So, it's like sprinting for 45 seconds.
Yeah, and then you paddle for 15 seconds, and then you come up and down and up and down.
Wait,
the
was
whole
there,
length of the river.
Was there a break after that?
No, you turn around and you keep going.
So, it's 45-15, 45-15, 45-15.
Yeah.
That's like Tabata.
Yeah, and we did it for 4 laps, so.
That sounds so bad.
It was a challenging workout.
I just, like, kind of thought about this. Like, if I was doing that, like, I'm comparing it to track. Like, I feel like I would get tired and I would slow down.
You see, the nice thing about crew is you don't really get the choice to slow down.
See, that's what I was about to say. Like,
yeah.
There's other people in the boat.
This was an 8. We did it in the 8 this morning.
There's 7 other people in the boat.
Yeah.
And, like, if one of them chooses, like, can't go. I guess the point is you've trained with these specific, like, you know these people are at a good level. Like, I'm sure this happens in the novice when, like, everyone's at a different level kind of thing.
Yeah, there's no stopping.
Yeah.
Once you get going. So, yeah, that was this morning. That was a tough one. Also, it was so cold this morning. It turned out really nice today, but it was cold this morning. I actually, so Rick loves this workout. He calls it like the spicy workout. Like, he'll send out the email to work and he'll be like, it's a spicy one tomorrow. No. He's like, quads will be burning. And like, no joke. So the eight, I sit in a very splashy seat in the eight. So Haley, the girl in front of me, she has a lot of backsplash in the eight. And so the backsplash like hits me.
That's so cold.
Yeah, it was cold and I was soaked. But we pull into the dock and like I was wearing leggings and they were soaked through. Mm. But my leg muscles were so warm that my legs were actually steaming.
Oh my god.
Like we pull into the dock and my legs are just like emitting steam.
Wait, that's so funny.
It was the weirdest picture. But yeah, so my quads were literally burning today.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my funny story from this morning. Then I had class with class. Saw Carrie in lab. Shout out to Carrie. She's listening. pH meter. She crushed it.
Let's go. I don't know what that is, but let's go.
I set up the UPLC all by myself for the second time.
Don't know what that is, but also let's go.
And now I'm here. Yeah.
Damn.
Writing my paper. I have 14-page paper due at midnight.
And it's for chem.
For chemistry. It's a paper. It's a lit review on palladium nanoparticle catalysts. Fun fact. I'm 11 pages in, so I'm feeling pretty good about things. Is Carrie?
Oh, Carrie's sexing us. Carrie, I was in your house today. Oh, I wish she was here so she could respond immediately. But
we need to give her 12 seconds.
Yeah, we need to give her some minute. But yeah, I saw Graham, and I was like talking to Graham, and then I was like, Graham, I gotta pee. So I peed in your house.
Hmm. They have a nice apartment.
They do. They changed the flag. I saw that they changed the flag.
I've not been in there since they changed it. Harry told me about it, but
yeah.
And then my course registration.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thursday morning, my plan was to, I have one writing class left. I have to take a non-chemistry writing class. And so my plan was to take that over the winter interim. And then I would underload, take three classes in the spring. I thought it was a great plan.
Sounds like a great plan.
So Thursday morning, the only class I can register for is statistics. And, you know, that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Register for statistics. My two chemistry classes that I'm taking, I need, like, instructor approval for them.
Okay.
So I can't sign up for it on Banner. So I was, like, I was chilling Thursday morning. And then Friday morning, the winter interim registration opens. And I get waitlisted for the writing class. And
that's,
I'm, like,
ridiculous.
Eighth in line. And so I email the registrar. I email the guy, like, teaching the class. And I get no response. I'm like, what the heck? Like, I know you all read your emails.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you respond? So, no response. So, I'm assuming that's not happening. So, now I'm taking writing genres professional communication, which is like an English 250 class. Tuesday nights, 7 to 10. It really ruins the vibe. I'm just saying. Ruins my vibe.
I hope that you get into this class.
I hope so, but I don't think I will. Also, Carrie, it is underload. If you take three classes, it's called underloading. Isn't that a thing?
I don't know. I know there's overload? Light load is two. Like, I have officially taken a light load. Like, I had to petition to take a light load. And, like, you pay less money.
Do you have credits coming from high school?
I don't really know, actually.
Because, like, unless I have to take four classes every semester, or else I don't have enough credits to graduate.
Like, TBH, I have no idea how I did what I did and ended up here. I just was like, ooh, this class is interesting.
Do you have enough credits to graduate?
Yeah, I only need two. That's why I didn't line up. Okay.
Where'd you get your extra credits from?
I do know, but I just don't really believe it. So, I've been taking music classes every single semester, and they're a quarter credit, and it's added up.
And so you get two extra credits.
And freshman year, I took orchestra and consort, so that was like five 0.5 extra. And then I think my Spanish AP, and then I think like SAT2 or something might have transferred over, but I think it's really the music.
What? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. In hindsight, I really messed up when I was taking APs in high school.
What do you mean?
I took all these AP classes.
Same.
Can't use any of them here.
I know. Like, I mean, okay, I don't have regrets. Like, they were good classes, and, like, in my high school, it was like, okay, you're kind of on the honors track, and then you take AP. Like, there was no alternative to taking the AP, but, like, I didn't need to take AP physics.
See, that's the one thing it would have been nice to get credit for, but I didn't do well enough on the exams to get credit for it.
Yeah. Like, physics, I guess...
it's not my thing.
Or even, like, I took AP macro, which was, like, a really good class, like, kind of why I'm an econ major, like, no regrets, but... you can't get credit for economics unless you also take micro, and my school didn't offer micro.
You know what's funny? I took AP micro. My school didn't offer macro. Oh, so I couldn't get credit for it.
Bruh.
And I got a 5 on the exam.
Me too!
I know.
And it didn't even count as a credit.
Nothing.
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 I know.
What the heck? Wow. We should play some more tunes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I logged the song, we're all set. Okay, here we go, everybody.
Oh.
What's your type? She'll paint a cabinet from the 60s and find diamonds when she's thrifting. Oh, what's it like to be the muse of every true romantic west of the Atlantic?
Just keep
guys, what's up? That was Strawberry Sunscreen by Lost Boy Crow. It's one word. And then Down the Line by my girl, Remy Wolf.
The one and only Remy Wolf.
Remy Wolf.
Yeah, so Strawberry Sunscreen was my choice from the good old Discover Weekly. It kind of reminded me of the intro. Have you ever seen Grease?
Yes.
It kind of reminded me of, like, the Summer Days song from Grease. I don't know why.
That's funny. TBH, I was not listening.
That's okay. I listened to it. Like, I wasn't listening while I was playing, but I listened to it when I was picking out songs.
I was listening a little bit, and I was like, oh, good. And then we went back into gossip.
Like, summery vibes.
That's kind of nice. Yeah. Oh, wait a second. I just logged the wrong song.
Unbelievable.
We're okay, everyone. Calm down. My pick, Down the Line by Remy Wolf, was, you know, just another Remy Wolf song. I really like her, if no one knew that yet. Yeah, pretty much. That's about it.
Nice.
That's the story. Yeah. 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 There's frisbee practice today at 9, and I just have no incentive to go.
Then don't go.
Like, I haven't really been in, like, a long time. It's just, like, cold. And not to say that I'm, like, a frisbee pro, because I definitely am not. But, like, doing the same drills that I've done for the past 3 years over and over again doesn't feel like I'm I haven't improved. Nothing's changed. Like, I just don't see the benefit of going. And sometimes it's fun for the, like, camaraderie aspect. But, oh, my mom is checking to make sure we got our Remy Wolf tickets. Yes, we did. Like, I don't know. Like, I'd rather just, like, hang out in my room.
You can skip. There's no reason you have to go to frisbee practice.
Thank you. Thank you for validating me.
If you don't feel like it, life's too short.
Facts. Okay, the thing that's really holding me back is how cold it is.
That's valid.
Yeah.
If I wasn't motivated to go to crew, I would not be going to crew either. It's too cold.
Bruh, I'm impressed with your motivation.
I like winning. That's why I go.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's very impressive.
You could, like... Do you have, like, an Under Armour? Under Armour's my go-to.
I do not have one of those things.
Like, the Under Armour cold gear. That stuff, best, like, $60 I've ever spent on a shirt.
$60?
I know, but it's, like, so warm. What? And it's so thin.
Carrie just used a non-speakable word to talk about Frisbee.
Carrie's talking trash on Frisbee.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, wait. Wow. Oh. I almost just said a non-speakable word. Oh, Carrie! Okay, we gotta change the subject because our loyal listeners don't know what's going on. Just some tea.
Jeez Louise, Carrie.
Wow! Whew. Yeah. Okay. It's Monday, Tuesday, tomorrow I have class at 9:30.
I have to TA the Gen Chemers.
How are they? Any better?
No, I swear, I write them feedback, and then they don't take the feedback. Like, I pass back their lab notebooks, and then students just leave them in lab. I'm like, no wonder none of you read my feedback.
You
don't even pretend to read my feedback.
Wow.
You just leave it here.
You would think that, like, you know, these kids are, like, 18.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, not a bad school. Like, you would think that they would have done better.
You would think.
Like, yeah, they're freshmen, but, like, they were just, like, a senior in high school. Like, what?
I know. My advisor teaches Gen Chem and Analytical Chemistry 1.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, very disappointed with the amount of effort that students are putting in.
Wow.
Just, like, in general. Like, she thinks it's, like, a post-COVID thing or something.
Oh, like, it's specific to this year.
Yeah.
Wow, that is interesting. Maybe it is. I'm trying to do some, like, psychological analysis.
But, like, Gen Chem, like, I can kind of understand, like, they're a bunch of engineers and they hate chemistry. Mm. But, like, by the time you make it to Analytical Chemistry 1, like, you're pretty invested in chemistry. True. So, like, there's no reason you shouldn't be putting effort into, like, your lab reports and stuff.
Facts.
You know, like, I can kind of understand why you would let Gen Chem slide.
Yeah.
But, like, Analytical Chemistry, like, you're pretty invested at this point.
Like, why else are you here?
You're only there because you're a biochem or a chem major. Like, this is the only reason
anyone takes it. I also feel like those are, like, intense majors where you have to kind of know what you're signing up for. Like, there's so many slackers in my econ classes, and, like, I feel like that's so expected.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which, like, econ's not easy.
No. Like, when I took micro, it was...
It's not easy, not everybody.
Easy. Not for the faint of heart.
No. Just should because...
Should we play some tunes? I feel like we've talked a lot today. It's already...
We did talk a lot today. I enjoyed our talking. And then I kind of had this thought. I was like, do the people enjoy our talking as much as we enjoy our talking?
My aunt says she enjoys our talking, but I don't know if she's just being polite.
Oh, wow. Aunt Donna.
But, like, why would anyone actually want to listen to us just, like...
Yeah, I know.
Talk.
I feel like my mom enjoys it.
Well, maybe they do enjoy it. You know, it gives them an hour to, like...
Maybe we're funny. Maybe people like us. Are we funny? Travis's mom said I was funny. She said we were funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, honored.
Hi, Travis's mom and dad. Maybe.
Wow. Huh.
Well, my mom says yes in an exclamation point. I feel like I'm really sorry, Mom, but, like, parents have to be a little biased.
Yeah, I guess that applies to Aunt Donna, too.
Yeah.
Huh. Carrie, are we funny? Carrie's unbiased. She'll tell us the truth.
Carrie hasn't missed. Oh! Carrie says she enjoys our... Oh, my God. Carrie just said that I'm cooler?
What?
No freaking way.
No, she didn't. Or I didn't get that text yet.
Oh, maybe I just made that up.
She did. Ah! Carrie... I'm going to break all the pH meters. Actually, knock on wood. No, I'm not. I cannot break the pH meters. I'll sabotage the DLS.
The pH meters.
Steal all the mini stir bars.
The stir bars.
And all the mini beakers.
The beakers.
There will be no 10 mil beakers for you tomorrow.
Damn.
All right, let's play some tunes.
Tune time. Oh, okay.
I can't wait for you to come my way. I've been far away, but I'll keep running just to find a way to you till then. Something more. My heart is like an open.
come my way. I've been far away, but I'll keep running just to find a way to you till then. Without the sunshine, the blues. No. You see, well, I don't see the point. Without you by my side. Without the people that I like. Oh, yeah, I think I'd rather die. But I keep my cool for you.
Hey guys, That was Mariposa by the Peachtree Rascals and Cool by Tiger in the Sky.
These are two bands that we've played before. Or what? I don't know if we've played Tiger in the Sky before, but I definitely have a couple of their songs in my possibilities playlist.
Really?
Yeah, oh, I definitely recognize the name.
It's Tigers in the Sky. I typed it wrong. I feel like maybe I actually, shout out to Tessa Landon, who also lent me her fire pit so we could have a s'mores party on Friday. But I matched with her for the playlist swap, and this was one of the songs she was listening to. And I thought it was kind of our chill radio vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
And the first song was a choice from my... Like, if you know you like a song, you go to the radio based on the song. One of those.
I like that. I like that that's
one of those
option.
Tunnels. Yeah.
I like that tunnel.
Should we jump into our last batch?
Let's go jump. Let's go jump. Okay, here we go, guys.
Tongue tied again. How do I break it? A silence is around a face they so happy to make it. I think that you like me, but I don't play maybes. So far deep inside my head again, but you're probably thinking, shoot your shot, boy, give it a go. Words that happen, did you hear a no? If you don't, then you'll never know. I ain't got no time to wait. You don't get what you don't ask for. Don't know how to bring it up and let you know that I really want. Surely I ain't worthy. Have some mercy. I'm a sorry soul. I just don't know how to bring it up and wrap my head for another joke other than the one that's right in front of you. Ugh. I'm great, ain't bitch, mate. But I want you to stay. I'm trying to find. Thirsty, but I'm worried that
you my blunt, yeah. I write about her thighs in my latest lines. I remember her eyes when I asked her why. Why would you pay for this apartment? You don't belong. And you take the shit from all your bosses and all your boyfriends. I guess I get surprised when you let it slide. But it's no business of mine how you waste your time. Yeah, don't crash, don't text, don't renew your tags. No sex, no sleep, just that job. I bet you miss what you had. You can't get no sleep at night. Do you ever wonder why everyone is out to get you every day? Or do you question anything? How many one is time till it hits you, darling? Gravity's your friend. You fall out of touch sometime, but your history calls you back to it again. Too many factors to be sure, so many reasons to be twice. And nobody asked you to before, but do you ever wonder why?
Hey guys, that was Chicken by Your Neighbors and Why by Dominic Fike. There's lots of strange sounds going on.
I think the heat's coming on and it actually sounds like this building's gonna collapse.
Yeah.
Do you hear that banging? It's the heat.
Pretty much.
Why does it sound like that? We were looking at the menu at Maxim's 22.
Yeah, this for one no of my reason. This girl in my econ class. Shout out to Caitlin. Invited me to her birthday dinner. I'm pretty sure Caitlin's not listening.
What is Côte de Bœuf?
Oh, something. Because
whatever
beef.
It is, it's $76.
No. Wait.
Oh my gosh, you can get a tray of oysters for $90.
Holy shoot.
Oh wow, but that includes 2 dozen oysters, 8 shrimp. Salmon tartare, scallop ceviche, house cured gravlax, and tuna tartare. I don't even know what half of these things are, and therefore
filet,
I feel like I cannot eat here.
Filet bordelaise. I don't know what that is. Veal chop au poivre.
You could spend $125 on caviar.
Whoa!
Caspian Sea Ocetra. I don't know what that is, but it sounds fancy.
What is Ocetra? Duck fat potato roasty. Is that like a potato thing? Well, apparently I'm going here for dinner on Friday.
You better dress up. This looks fancy.
Frick!
Stiff.
I didn't even think about that.
Synth. You can get an absinthe cocktail.
I feel like the type of place that, like, you go when someone else is paying for it.
Yeah, like, that's a bold move to have your birthday party at a place where, like, the entrees are $30.
See, that's why I'm like, maybe her parents are coming.
Like, whose parents spend? That would be a huge bill.
Shout out to Julia.
Julia's parents. That was a huge bill. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like the entrees, the cheapest entree is $26, and that's for a stew of duck confit.
Wait, something was 24. Something was 24.
Oh wait, I see that roasted free range chicken. You could just get Murray's chicken at Upper.
Murray's chicken.
Or instead, you could have their ricotta dumplings, morels, fava beans, and broccoli for $24.
Like, I might end up getting that. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you guys how it goes next week. I didn't think about the dressing up aspect. I guess you can't wear jeans.
I feel like this is not a jeans type place.
Damn.
Yeah.
I have some nice corduroys.
Can't go wrong with corduroy.
But yeah,
cool.
That was our songs. The second one, the Why Dominic Fike, was my pick. I think it was the Discover Weekly, but we like him.
We played. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't stop yawning. We played some Dominic Fike before.
Yeah.
Travis is here.
Travis. Okay, cool.
All right. You guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
And you'll hear from us next week.
Woo! Thanks for a great show, everybody. See ya.